right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running up my...
Hey!
Well, hello!
Hi.
Hi, sad scapegoat.
I'm not sad.
You're kind of sad.
Just tired.
Sad
no,
goat.
No, no. He's. Did you see the picture?
I did.
Did you see the
the drawing?
Yeah. What? It's kind of like sad. It's like sad scapegoat.
Right.
With his spirits lifted up.
Can we?
By the Hannibal t-shirt that he's wearing.
Can we reach out to that art? We know who this artist is.
Yeah, he sent it in Twitter.
Are you listening? Are you listening?
I'm sure he's
young
listening.
Artist?
He's a regular listener.
Can you please do another version of that drawing? A really nice, crisp version, like that's inked, and if you're feeling like, you know, a little randy and you wanted to color it in, if you do that, sir, we will use it as the scapegoat image on the website in the cast page.
There you go.
We have none, and we really want to have it up there. So.
Yeah, you may want to submit like a sketch first before you go all out, because...
No.
Yeah.
No, I like the version that he did.
That
I just
one?
Think it could... No, this is why I said if you wanted to redo... Yeah.
Right.
You know, take your time. I understand.
No. I mean, in that same mode.
Vein. Yeah.
Like with the saga thing? I don't... That joke is going to be gone soon.
Why?
Know. I wouldn't do it. I would not.
Why is it going to be...
Because we're going to talk about it this episode. So, I mean, I figure.
I still think it's funny.
Yeah. But yes, we would appreciate a scapegoat image.
Yeah.
Can I say
I
that
would appreciate it very much. It was awesome.
It actually
Thank
took
you.
It took a
Thank
second.
Thank you for sending it.
Yes. It took a second for me to get it.
Right.
Because when I first looked at it, and it was very quick on a tiny little, in the Twitter like preview paint.
Yes.
And I actually thought he was going for the character from Saga.
Yeah, I realized that
right?
I kind of look like that character, which is awesome.
Hilarious, right?
Way.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh no, wait. Oh no, that's he's Hannibal shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's so much funnier.
That's awesome. It was awesome.
Yes.
And I kind of do look like that character.
You do look
totally,
a little
I'm
like
totally
that.
I'm totally
character.
Fine with that.
You're
Let's
down.
Do that. Let's put
what
it out
character
there.
Do you look like?
The character in Saga.
The guy from Saga.
I don't think you do at all. Sorry. Not at all.
You don't see my horns
no.
right here?
You look more like James was it James McAvoy in I don't think it was. Now that I'm saying it,
you got to give me more
Lion,
than James McAvoy.
Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe.
Oh
no, it wasn't. It wasn't James McAvoy. Whoever the goat guy was.
Oh God,
no.
That's who
nope.
scapegoat
no.
was.
No.
All right. So we have a voicemail.
Oh,
yes. We should do that because it's a corrective voicemail.
Yes.
We address those.
Yeah,
definitely.
At least we're not the only ones making the mistake.
That's
right. And the moment he said it, I was like, "Oh my god!
Yeah,
did we actually say that? Holy crap!"
So let's play that now.
Okay.
Hey guys, Scanner 51 here from Twitter. So last week on episode 329, I think it was, you guys said that Apocalypse's name was Abin Sur. That's incorrect. Abin Sur was the Green Lantern that Jordan got his power ring from. Apocalypse's real name is En-Sabin-Nor. I think it's supposed to mean the firstborn, the first one, or something like that. I'm probably wrong about that one. Though I'm hearing a lot of people actually say Abin Sur and not even the correct name, so you're not the only ones. Anyway, love the show. Till next time, guys.
All right, so we got it wrong. It's really Ricky Tikki Tembo, whatever the hell that thing is that he said.
En-Sabin-Nor.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, and that is, and as he said also, we thankfully are not the only people who are making that mistake. We're just using another comic book character's name. And he's right, that character was the lantern that crashed on Earth gave Hal Jordan the ring. En-Sabin-Nor does mean the first.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, so he, you know, is considered in the continuity as the first mutant, which I imagine they're going to carry over into
the
film. So Scanner 51, great job.
Good job. Thank you.
You have won a date with Scapegoat, so just...
Oh, yeah, about that.
We encourage...
Well, not a date, really.
We encourage all of our listeners to give a call to the GVM line.
At 425-920-6050.
To correct our flubs, make a comment.
Yep.
Say you love us. Say you hate us. Whatever.
Try to get to the number one spot.
That's right. He's getting there. He's become a regular contributor. Scanner 51.
That's great.
So we like
that's
that.
Awesome. And we're and of course you can always ask questions, topics you'd like to hear on the show, that sort of thing as well. You know, we're always looking. It's a very interactive program here, so we're always looking for you guys to be involved. So
did we even say? Speaking of topics, do we even say what this show?
No, we're actually, I was going to go to that right now.
Yeah.
This is
episode 330.
330.
And it's called Checkmate.
That's right. Checkmate.
Right.
Good on you, JJ.
Are we just going to go right into that?
Yeah, we might as well just.
JJ Abrams, the funniest motherfucker on the planet.
Very, very funny. Very funny.
So
I'm just imagining how many people got fired, though.
Well, let's talk about.
Well, I want to talk about these pictures that have been leaked because I actually have a theory about
the
them.
Big, it's not even the, it's
the,
not even theory.
The huge album, you mean?
Like on a 70? TMZ?
Yeah,
the TMZ 70. Has 40 pictures online now or more now.
Yeah.
Online from the production of Episode 7. Now, the popular rumor is one of the extras is the one taking the pictures of him and his friends and then selling them to TMZ. There's the second rumor is that it's a different person taking the pictures of the ships, which, by the way, is currently the Millennium Falcon.
Right.
Clearly, it's the Millennium Falcon.
What do you
or
mean?
Another Corellian cruise ship. Now, I'm not going to get into that. But it's clearly, I think, the Millennium Falcon. And then the second
is an updated ship,
It's not an updated X-Wing. It's a Macquarie X-Wing.
It's a Macquarie.
It looks exactly like a Macquarie X-Wing. If you've ever seen the Macquarie... design concepts for Star Wars. It looks like a Macquarie X-Wing. So.
Which they said they're basing a lot of Rebels stuff.
Yes. All of Rebels is based on Macquarie's art.
So the image that we started talking off about with the Abrams comment was...
Which is J.J. Abrams going, oh yeah? Well, try this move.
Right. So he tweets out an image today that simply it's a handwritten note
on a piece
of
paper. And what does it say at the very top? Is that like from the desk of J.J. Abrams?
It just says J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, on his own stationery, just in case you didn't think it was actually from J.J. Abrams.
Well, it came from the Bad Robot account.
It did. Yeah. And it says, I wish people would stop leaking photos from Ep 7 and making ridiculous claims that the Millennium Falcon is in the movie.
JJ.
And of course, the card is precariously placed upon a hollow chess table.
On a hollow chess table, right. And the only hollow chess table we've ever seen is on the Millennium Falcon. So, bravo, JJ Abrams. That was not only was that a classy move, because he could have went the other way and could have been like, hey, you know what? This is bullshit, man. Right. People have got to stop this shit or we're gonna cancel the movie. Sorry. I'm channeling
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
So
now that they're making that movie again anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So
big
a couple
fucking baby.
A couple of thoughts on this. First of all, I'm not calling it ever. Will you hear me call it a generic table?
It's a
Holochess table. I'm old school. Sorry. Yeah,
that's fine.
And
it's a purist thing.
Yeah. And secondly, to the people who didn't get it, haha. To the people who it had to be explained to, and some of you are listeners, and I still love you, but haha.
Yeah, no, I had to. It's not that I think I only had to really explain it to. I showed it to easily 30 people a day, and I only had to actually full out explain it once. I would say so. That leaves me 29. I would say at least 20 of those people, I had to be like, look at the picture. Yeah. Look at the whole thing.
Yep.
Now think. And then, of course, it strikes. And then it's like laughter.
Right.
So, bravo. Yeah, a lot of set picks being leaked.
My thoughts on those set picks is that I actually think that it potentially could be a very brilliant move on Disney and JJ's part.
You're going to conspiracy theorist this.
I am, and I'll tell you why.
So. No way.
Because all the stuff that's being leaked, to me, none of it is like hugely major, and it is enough, in my opinion, it's enough to keep people not talking about other things. Like, for example, let's talk about some of the casting that was announced this week.
Correct.
Right? I cannot pronounce
the
her
girl
name at
from
all.
12 Years right? a Slave.
And the girl from Game of Thrones.
The resident linguist here, scapegoat. How do you say her name?
I don't remember.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita. Let's just call her like Cher.
And
we'll just call her Lupita.
And Gwendolyn Christie.
Right. And that's Brienne all of you.
From Game of Thrones.
Right.
Also, real quick side note here. Ha ha, ha ha, fuck you to the haters. That's two women and one of them is black. So to all of you bitching about the casting.
Exactly.
Ha 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 ha.
So
ha, ha.
We have no idea whatsoever of what these two people are going to play. I have Lupita, no idea.
Right.
I mean, there's every rumor on the planet. There's a rumor that she's
I heard Asajj Ventress very early
Ventress,
on,
right. Which would be ridiculous considering the time frame.
But what I want to say,
how could she be?
She couldn't be.
She couldn't be. I don't think.
Even in canon, Asajj is dead.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How is she dead?
They killed her in Clone Wars, didn't they?
No. She did not die in Clone Wars.
I haven't seen all of Clone Wars, so you guys are debating this, and I can't input.
Did she die in Clone Wars?
I thought she did.
I don't think she died.
Oh,
I think, got away, son.
You mean, sorry. The 3D one, no, I don't think they ever showed the end of her character.
That they didn't.
They left it open.
And if you're talking about Tartakovsky,
it doesn't
it's
count.
Been decanonized.
Yeah, I remember that.
But
she would be ridiculous old, though. So why get a young person? Yeah. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No. My point is those two things were announced, and it was really hot for like an hour or two, and then it really died down. Like the rumor mill on who they're playing stopped.
You're right.
And immediately was picked back up by set photos of nothing that is overly surprising.
Right.
We all expected the Falcon. An X-Wing or some variation of a Macquarie X-Wing is not that huge to me.
Right.
The creature, while it's certainly new and unique, it's smart because it shows what we've already been promised is that they're not doing...
Less 3G.
Right, less... Right, CG.
CG.
CG. 3G.
Less
3G. Shitty cell phone network.
They're going to be using...
Yeah. They have LTE in Abu Dhabi.
I was going to say, they're going to go
Abu
LTE.
Abu Dhabi, where is that again? Next to Morocco, you said last time?
If it's, If it's not some sort of... Disney approved. Disney is certainly not shutting it down, and I think maybe because it's pulling away from other things that could be talked about and discussed.
I agree that it's probably being actually leaked.
Right.
It's probably from an extra because they don't have access to the high crazy stuff.
Right.
And most of the shooting that is spoilerific. I can't believe I just said that word. Is full of spoilers. Is probably going to be done in London anyway.
Right.
But. Not London. Pinewood Studios is in
London? Pinewood
Studios.
That's
is
in
that
London.
Yes. Yeah, London. But at the same time, I agree that Disney probably isn't pulling it all down because it's benefiting them.
Behind it.
They're not behind it, but I think they're benefiting from whoever the PR person is like, well, we might as well leave them, I guess.
Well,
at the same time, they got to figure out how the fuck are they going to lock down the set when it matters because, you know, they can't have other stuff leak once the shooting
happens. It'll happen.
what leaks will happen?
Something will happen.
Yeah, I know.
Because we still don't know who anybody's playing.
Right.
Right, which I
think... Those are going to be the first leaks.
That's going to be the... Yeah. That's the biggest bit of information.
And we're getting a trailer before Christmas, I'm hearing now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a teaser. It'll be...
No, I don't care.
It'll just be a light. It'll just be a lightsaber and voiceover.
Remember the episode one teaser?
And we'll still be excited.
The episode one teaser, they could have sold tickets for it because so many people were... Whatever that movie was...
It was Wing Commander.
Is that what it was?
It was Wing Commander.
It was awful because people would literally just be walking into Wing Commander. I was one of them.
Yeah.
And standing in like that side row next to it just to see the trailer and then walking
out. And then leave, yeah. Wow. We did it at the Parsippany Theater at least twice. Yes, we did.
At least once.
That's amazing.
Let's talk, so we talked about, we don't know what Lupita,
I don't think
it's realistic that she can be playing
Asajj. I've heard rumored today that Daisy Ridley is definitely Leia's daughter.
Right. And the other popular rumor, which we talked about last week, is that what's
Driver
his name?
Driver is
their son. Son, right. So, I mean, that both of those, I think, stand to reason. I think they would be really good things.
Sure.
However, I think, I'll put it out there, and I'm sure it's already been put out there, but I put it out there like 6 seconds after the casting announcement was, I think Brienne is Mara Jade.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Look.
I told you, the age thing, I don't know.
Yeah, the age thing seems off to me.
First of all, Mara Jade is younger than Luke is.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much a certainty. That's number one. Number two... All they probably want Mara Jade to be, shall we say, a little action-packed.
I understand that.
So having a younger person portray her,
yes, I
and still, but you know, but aging her up a little so she can still be action starrific.
Sure,
you know what I mean. I think that works. Now, we're also assuming the non-canon version of Mara Jade. We don't know how she could be recreated.
Of course.
In this. So we need to keep the options open. The reason I'm making that speculation is, one, she easily looks like, with a little aging, she could be the mother of that kid. The Harry Potter kid.
Yeah, yeah. Name
I always forget. She easily looks like a little aging. She could be the mother of that kid. And the wide speculation is that is Ben Skywalker or Luke's son in this universe, whatever it's going to be.
That's a lot of kids.
It is a lot of stretch. It's a lot. Yeah. And we could be totally wrong. Of course. That's fine. I mean, I understand my speculation is half hope.
Right.
And half what I'm being presented with.
Sure.
So if you combine those together, this is my speculation. If I turn out to be wrong, then I'm wrong.
I'm just waiting for next week when the leaked set photo of a TIE fighter comes out.
Yeah. Okay. No, the leaked photo of somebody with blue skin in a white uniform. And then you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. We have one more bit of Star Wars news. Josh Trank, who you may or may not know, is the guy who directed Chronicle and who is directing the upcoming Fantastic Four reboot.
Ooh.
Is the second director to be tapped to direct a Star Wars standalone film.
Oh, they actually wrote him down for that, did they?
He is confirmed. That came from Lucasfilm.
Chronicle was, I hope to God, maybe this assignment will allow him to completely bail on the FF movie and they'll can it.
All right, so let's talk about the FF movie and the rumor. We're gonna move away from Star Wars. We're gonna go to Marvel.
Rumor
mill that's been going around. I don't know if you guys have seen either of these two stories. I think it started over at Bleeding Cool and then it kind of just spread from the internet from there. But there's some talk about how Marvel proper is
Marvel Studios.
Marvel Studios.
Uh-huh.
Disney
and Marvel comic books.
Right.
Is
Disney Marvel.
Disney Marvel is boycotting / not promoting / trying to almost sabotage the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
The FF books are apparently going on hiatus.
Well, the Fantastic Four movie was to sabotage Disney Marvel.
Yes.
Absolutely. So,
this is their backhand.
Right. So it's like, oh hey, okay, we got a couple hundred million, or let's take the $6 billion mutt of Disney.
So
like, who's gonna win this?
Right. So
it's a loss for Fox.
Marvel is putting all the books
on hiatus. Yeah.
For an unknown reason.
Undetermined.
There's no product that we've heard of yet. Although I think that's a little early to really hear about product.
I don't know. That movie's supposed to come out next year.
But it's not. It hasn't started filming yet.
I know.
So now they hire the director. Now, everything I've read says, no, he's still attached to FF. But I wonder how long before he pulls an Edgar Wright
Not before he pulls an Edgar Wright.
Do we
but
know,
before
by
it's
way,
a conflict of interest.
Before he pulls an Edgar Wright to Fox. Oh, not I, to, I, to
by
Disney.
The way, do we know who... Did they confirm who the next person's taking
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man yet?
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Sorry. So there's that. So that's interesting. I don't know how I feel about Josh Trank. I don't know enough about him to
Josh
make an
Trank
opinion.
Just got hired to direct a Star Wars movie for Disney. What do you think is going to happen with that FF contract?
Yeah, I hear you.
Sorry, I got to walk away from that. I bet you it doesn't take a week for that to happen.
I got bigger things brewing, is what you're saying.
I mean, I would.
I think Disney's like, hey, do you... You want to do a Star Wars movie? And he's like, fuck yeah, I want to do a Star Wars movie.
And then
he goes, we'll cover your loss on the FF contract.
And they'll probably
done.
Be like, hey, and when we get Fantastic Four back after this whole movie falls
right.
apart, you can direct
you can
that
do
one
do
when,
that.
We,
yeah.
when we have it.
Like, apparently, too, and I haven't seen it, but I saw it online today. Apparently, Josh Trank had done some sort of Star Wars fan film. Like...
He's a big fan of
like
Star Wars.
10
yeah.
years ago or 7 years ago.
Do you know
or
what the name was?
I don't know. I don't think it was. It's not one of the big ones. It's,
oh.
But that doesn't mean
doesn't
we
matter.
Haven't seen
yeah,
it.
I'm going to say.
I've got about 4 DVDs
I know, at
of
least.
Star Wars fan films that I've purchased over the years. Like compilation DVDs.
Yep.
Of like 10 on a, 10
sure.
on a clip. So.
Purchased.
Yeah, purchased. Purchased. Well, they're bootlegs, but I think I. I
you
think
you
I may,
paid someone for
I
them.
I think I may have paid for them. Maybe.
Moving on.
Let's move on to Ant-Man.
I'm going
to
produce our way out of a criminal prosecution.
Ant-Man is the little movie with no director still.
You can't criminally prosecute the theft of stolen material.
Sure you can.
Yeah, okay.
All the time, they do that.
So Adam McKay was the first person who we heard was going to be tapped.
Yeah, which makes no sense to me.
He directed Anchorman, Step Brothers, the other guys.
Right.
He had previously worked with Paul Rudd. He is friends with Judd Apatow.
Right.
And Adam McKay was like, I would love to do it, except that I have other commitments.
Right.
Then there was another guy whose name is eluding me right now.
Who was also part of that Anchorman team, wasn't
right.
he?
And he was tapped like today and within an hour, or yesterday, and within an hour, it was, nope, he can't do it either. So they still don't have a director for Ant-Man.
Nice.
Still don't have a director, but...
I have a recommendation.
Okay, who's
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson? He might be busy. Maybe
he's
not.
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
He's not busy.
But they do have a director for another project.
Oh,
go on.
They do have a director for Doctor Strange.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Scott Derrickson, who
you
he directed
seen him
Sinister
such...
and The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Now, I have not seen either of those.
Sinister?
But...
Which one is Sinister?
Some horror movie.
I've seen The Exorcism of Emily Rose. So
he also did
flick.
the 2009 remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, that was the Keanu
project
debacle.
That was terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
So,
not I mean, from a film perspective,
right.
from a remake perspective.
So they have a director for that. So we could assume that casting is
now. When will they announce David
Strathairn
as
casting?
If they don't cast him, it's going to be letter writing time.
Yeah.
Dear Kevin Feige, you fucked up.
They still need an Ant-Man director. They need to focus on that first.
Joe right. Johnson.
Let's talk about Thanos.
Okay.
We have a Thanos.
Casting.
Uh-huh. No, we may have a Thanos.
No, we have
no,
a Thanos.
It's confirmed.
It's confirmed.
Yep.
Yeah. Josh Brolin will be voicing Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy and what we are assuming Avengers 3.
And reprising his role in the Goonies sequel.
Yes, yes.
That is supposedly going to happen now.
So supposedly. So yes, Josh Brolin. Rumor
can anyone
is,
can I just interrupt? Can anyone get over the fact that that's Josh Brolin?
No, I know it's quite
like,
amazing.
If you watch like No Country for Old Men,
I know,
and then the Goonies, and you're like that guy.
But I mean, really, Goonies pretty good cast.
Totally
I mean,
great
what's
cast.
What's his name? Samwise.
Samwise.
Sean Astin. I mean,
yeah.
Joey
Josh
Pants
Brolin.
Was in there, right?
Joey Pants. What's her name before she got throat cancer and died?
Died.
Anne Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah,
Anne Ramsey.
I mean, there's some
that guy with the terrible skin, the Italian guy whose name I always forget. Also,
so I mean, there was some good casting in that.
In
Goonies.
Yeah. What's her name? Plimpton? Martha Plimpton.
Martha Plimpton, right?
It's also in there. The hottest redhead of my younger days.
Yeah. Went on to do Lucas and nothing else.
No, not true. She did stuff.
Did she do other things?
She did
Lucas
stuff.
Was her other big role.
Yeah.
And then, like, little roles.
A great role. I can't remember. I can't remember the name of...
Thanos. Rumor
yeah,
is...
Yeah, correct. Thanos. That was
rumor
that's what
is,
I couldn't remember.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, he will have a Darth Sidious type role. Like a holographic projection kind of thing going on.
To the collector?
Destroy.
I would suspect to the collector. Because
no, probably to Ronan.
Yes, to Ronan, but the collector might be involved in that. Because I think the collector is working for Ronan.
Yeah.
That's my, you know.
No, the other way. Collector's working for Thanos.
Yes, but yeah. Ronan is also working for Thanos. Okay. Ipso facto.
Yeah.
It might be.
I think the collector's trying to get the gems. I think Ronan is trying to kill the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. All right.
So
it's, okay.
Oh, they have the same boss.
Boss, but not. Right. Okay. All right.
The same mission.
So there you go. So that's interesting. Cool. I like Josh Brolin. I'm okay with that.
I think it's a good choice.
I think, you know.
Ronan, execute order 66.
Yeah. The only other thing that I have, unless you guys have something for news before we move on.
Nudes.
Is the World of Warcraft movie. Did you know that this was still happening?
Really?
Yeah.
I
thought it was still happening. In fact, I think they finished principal photography and they're now going to be in post for 18
years. Yes. And...
is this a CGI movie?
It is live action, but there is a lot of CG.
I did not know that Ben Foster was in the film. And I like Ben Foster quite a lot.
Oh, me too.
Actually. And he's playing...
Were you with me when I interviewed him in San Diego? Was that?
No, I don't believe I was.
Okay. He was the nicest guy, but he plays the best psychopath ever.
Yes.
I'm just saying. If you've ever seen... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
If you've ever seen Alpha Dog...
Yes.
Or what was that... was it called Hostage with Bruce Willis? And they're
I think it was called Hostage.
Oh, my God. He's amazing in that move. Sorry. Go ahead.
And amongst other things, I mean, he's got...
Angel?
Yeah.
Not anymore, thank God.
Mediv is the character he's playing. Okay. M-E-D-I-V-H. Who I don't... Apparently, if you're very familiar with Warcraft lore prior to WoW, you would know the character.
Okay,
But if you are not and you only know Warcraft, he was a part of Burning Crusade. You actually encounter him in the Caverns of Time.
Oh.
If you've ever run that.
I have.
Yeah, I've run it a bunch of times because there were some good DPS
There was.
Drops.
Holy crap.
So,
getting flashbacks.
Yeah. But, I don't know. That's interesting.
Scapegoat, nothing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Yes, OG, I just thought it was OG interesting. And I were once addicted. Yes.
I just thought it was interesting that movie actually was still happening and was moving along to the point where it's in, like,
final
stages of production.
They snuck it in because no one believed it. Because World of Warcraft.
Fucking happen.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, is there a Halo movie, too? Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. The Halo TV series
is coming soon, right?
Next fall.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ridley Scott is directing a Halo film digital release thing.
But is it theatrical release?
Called Prometheus 2.
It's like digital.
Like direct to,
So Forward Unto Dawn, I don't know if you remember that. That was like a web series that when put together is really a two-hour movie.
Was that Red versus Blue? Was that the same group that did that?
No.
Okay.
No. Red versus Blue shoots Machinima. Well, Red vs. Blue is a machinima, which means they use the Halo video game to do their videos. They now use a lot of CG and all that kind of stuff. Right. They're comedic mostly.
Yeah.
But Forward Unto Dawn was a live action project that tied into the Halo 4 story.
Okay.
Yes, tied into the Halo 4 story.
Did
Ridley Scott is doing a movie. We don't know what it's about. It's in the Halo universe. And then there's the Steven Spielberg hands-on executive produced TV show is coming out with Halo 5 Guardians in fall of 2015.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of Halo stuff. And what
Which makes you happy because you're a big Halo fan.
I am. I really do like the Halo universe. I read most of the books and stuff. It's one of the universes.
Don't be ashamed.
You're
geeked out about. I like it. You know, I'm a big deal.
Don't be ashamed.
What, you shouldn't be ashamed about being a geek on this show?
No.
Is that not something?
I mean,
it's even in the title, I think.
Listen, there are some things you personally should be ashamed about.
I bet you're going to mention your
fandom of Treme.
There we go.
Is one thing.
It's just a musical, really. It's just musical performances.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
he was trying.
You killed Kurt.
Yeah. Nightcrawler was trying to get away from your bad joke.
He was trying to get away from Treme.
That's what I took from it. So, he heard Treme and committed suicide. Just jumped off the show.
He just came back, too.
So, Nightcrawler. Definitely. I am excited about Halo. What I also am excited about is next week is E3.
Yes.
This coming Monday.
Yes.
I believe you get the press conferences from Sony, from Microsoft. There's a lot of games that have been leaked and then announced. And what I was thinking about that when you're talking about Star Wars leaks, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories that they leaked Battlefield 5 essentially on purpose, but we don't know. We don't know if it's on purpose or not. So a lot of cool stuff.
Hopefully
we'll be coming out of E3.
Like the Red Dead sequel.
We,
announcement.
Yep.
I hope.
We do have a game stuff for this week's segment, but I know that he did not talk about Watch Dogs. So have you played yet, and what are your thoughts?
So I played a little bit.
Okay.
So I will give a more in-depth when I have more time to play it.
Okay.
And I've you know, I got the game and was like, I got to open this up. And
of course.
So far it's a lot of fun.
Right.
It seems like it's pretty involved. I'm impressed with even minor world building stuff, but I mean, it's a AAA title, so you kind of expect that. But so far it's pretty fun and it's pretty cool. And I'm just began the story, so I don't want to say like, oh, it's a great game, check it out. But it definitely gets you involved, and it's immediately when you see all the trailers and like, you can hack stuff, you can. Like, it is that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
So definitely cool. But yeah, E3 next week, so we'll talk about that.
And we could say or should say, I don't remember if Coke Logic mentions it or not, but Arkham was delayed.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
By like, what, 6 months or seven
it's
months,
been
right?
Delayed till 2015.
Yeah.
Wow. We don't know
when. It was supposed to come out in late fall of 2014.
Yeah, so they said 2015. And honestly, you know, that game, I kind of feel like, I don't care. Take the time to get it right.
Right.
The Batmobile is cool enough.
Yes.
I really, really hope that's the collector's edition, or they at least release it. Because
I think they've announced that as a collector's edition, haven't they?
No,
nothing yet.
Not yet, but they did show a little mini trailer about the Batmobile when they delayed it.
I thought I saw something about the Batmobile Collector's Edition.
Arkham got delayed to 2015. Okay.
Hey, South Park got delayed like 6 times, and it was worth the wait.
Yeah. So there you go.
So I'm good for them. And yeah.
All right. Well, with that, I think then.
We should take our first break.
Yes.
Oh, Apple had an announcement.
Anything big?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what. That's
if you're a developer, it was nerd. It was the most important one since, what, the iTunes Store?
For a long time. I mean, honestly, yes, a lot of really cool stuff in your operating system. I don't think anyone here cares. So check it out if you care. WWDC happened.
All right.
What was really cool to see, honestly, is Apple felt like they had a new personality. Like they were upbeat and they made jokes.
Oh, nice.
That were actually
they called
funny.
Dr. Dre.
They called Dr. Dre
in a Beats acquisition.
In a way that was like, man, this is corny, but not too corny. Like I actually kind of giggled. Like, okay, good use of this.
Right.
You know, they made a weed joke that they actually
Heard about the weed joke.
And they poked like lighthearted fun at their competitors. Like I thought it was really cool to see Apple being ballsy.
Lighthearted jokes.
Yeah.
Which will be immediately followed by lawsuits.
No, not
cases.
At all. No one wants to. No one wants to fuck with Apple's lawyers.
Yeah, really.
Except Samsung.
No. Android? I mean, on Apple's part, they're like, oh, you Samsung, you guys are so cute. Here's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not them. It's how many companies did Apple put out of business with this announcement? Snapchat. What's the recognition software?
Out of business.
What's the recognition software?
What are you talking about?
The song recognition software.
Shazam.
They didn't put them
and
out of business.
SoundHound.
They partnered with Shazam.
Oh, is that what they did?
Put them out of business.
No, in fact, I think most of what they were doing was saying that we're going to be here to create an ecosystem and a platform.
Right.
But you third party people who make, for example, they released something called HomeKit, which is to bring together all of the cool smart home stuff. So you know there are little things now you can buy that turn on and off outlets, turn on and off fans. You can change your lights, close your garage door, there's deadbolt locks, all this kind of stuff.
You know, right
and
now,
as opposed to Apple saying, we're going to buy all of you, fuck you, it's here's a platform where you guys can actually talk to each other as opposed to being your own thing. So
that's
I think
nice.
It's the opposite. It's Apple trying to create an ecosystem and marketplace for ultimately, them to make money, but for the third parties to stay in business as opposed to coming
right
in
now, I
over.
Think you are turning off fans because we're trying to take a break.
It's okay.
Well played.
That was funny. Come on.
Yeah.
Was
it though?
Yeah,
it was.
You
good.
Said you know turn on and
no,
off
no,
fans.
No, no, no. It was
and
well
was
written.
Like, oh,
it just wasn't funny. It's comedic timing.
And now
is
you're
an important
turning
part
off fans because trying to take a break.
Yeah,
episode 230 of Big Dev Geek Stuff.
330. It's like Days of Future Past. We're going to erase the last 100 episodes.
Oh, let's talk about that when
apparently
we get back.
My brain was
about Alien, about the next Alien movie, and what the rumors are about that.
Okay, let's take our first break. Episode 330, Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Checkmate.
Ahoy, ahoy. Welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Batman Arkham Knight has been delayed from this October 2014 to an unspecified time in 2015.
Come on!
This explains why the Ben Affleck Batman is so sad. Mortal Kombat 10 has been officially announced for the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and for some reason, PC. Not a lot of fighting games on PC. MKX will be released sometime in 2015, although it will be shown at E3 next week. This will be the follow-up to the best Mortal Kombat in the series, and also following DC Gods Among Us. Ed Boon and crew are set to outdo themselves. Praise the Sun! From Software have just announced DLC for Dark Souls 2. a trilogy of episodes titled The Lost Crowns DLC, the first being released on July 22nd, titled The Crown of the Sunken King. The second episode will be on August 8th, titled The Crown of the Old King. And finally, the third episode will be released on September 23rd, titled The Crown of the Ivory King. The DLC will contain all new locations, new enemies, and more bosses. Coming off of my No Death, No Bonfire run in Dark Souls 2, I am more than prepared for this swiftly approaching DLC. Murdered Soul Suspect is now out for the Xboxes and the PlayStations and PC. It's an adventure game where you play as a ghost detective, as in a detective who is now a ghost, not a detective of ghosts, where you solve the mystery of your own murder. The game is getting average reviews at best, but from what I've seen, it's not half bad, which is to say, it's not half good, but interesting nonetheless. The Ultra Street Fighter 4 DLC is now available for digital download on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. If you own a copy of Super Street Fighter 4 or Arcade Edition, this $15 DLC will upgrade your game with the latest fighting calibrations and 5 additional characters, including Poison and Hugo from Street Fighter Cross Tekken. The retail version of Ultra Street Fighter 4 will be released on August 8th, but starting June 16th, Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition will be free for gold members on Xbox Live. So you could get the latest version of the game for only a $15 buy-in. Also free for gold members on Xbox Live, from right now until June 15th, Dark Souls 1 is free! Being one of my favorite games, of course I'm gonna push this on everyone I can. And this time the barrier to entry is free. 2 new characters have been announced for Disney Infinity 2.0. Maleficent from Maleficent, and Merida from Brave. Is that how you pronounce it, Merida? I didn't see the movie. I just assumed that little redhead girl was named Brave. And finally, Sony has officially stopped selling their portable gaming unit, the PSP. Which is odd, since people stopped buying the handheld about 9 years ago. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Oops. I always get nervous when it doesn't immediately respond.
Uh-huh.
Like, ah, shit.
There goes an episode.
Well, episode 331. You missed 330. Yeah.
Are you going to say we're back or whatever it is that you
Suburban
said?
Vinyl.
Oh, yeah, that.
Suburban Vinyl.
In lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
Or online.
Or online at suburbanvinyl.com. Yes. Also coming up on June 21st, the
show.
Droplet.
The Droplet show. Was it?
Blood,
was it
Vampire
blood,
Droplet.
Positive. Oh, my God. The name is totally... Blood. I'm brain farting
wow.
right now.
Blood. I'm sure
way.
The sponsor will love blood, the blood. Fact
How about
that
you guys talk about how awesome they are and how awesome the store is,
yes.
And I will pull up the name of the show.
If you are into the vinyl toy designer toy world, and you toy. Are near Waldwick, New Jersey, you should definitely check out Suburban Vinyl.
Or if you're anywhere in the universe... Just head on over to suburbanvinyl.com where you can buy some awesome stuff.
Yeah, and they have a coupon code.
They do. If you click checkout, you put in a coupon code. That coupon code is...
Big Kev.
That's correct. You get 10% off the entire order, all of it, all the stuff.
Yep.
So put all of the stuffs in your cart.
Correct.
Put in the coupon code, which is...
Big Kev.
And then check out.
That's it.
And of course, on June 21st, you can check out the Blood Type Positive.
There you go.
Featuring 30 different artists... putting their rendition on Mike Nemo Mendez's Vampire Droplet platform.
Yep.
So be sure to check that out. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. In the Waldwick, New Jersey location. I am going to try my darndest to go to that. I think it would be lovely
yeah,
to
like
see
to.
That.
I'd like to make an appearance.
And, I like Nemo's work. He's a good guy.
Uh-huh.
I like the platform. I actually really dig the Droplet platform. I wanted to pick one up at the last show we were at, and I just didn't. Unfortunately, so I'm interested in seeing everybody's take on it. So
that said, cool, yeah, cool. Definitely check them out. And of course, if you stop by in person, you can say hello to our friend Smack the Mayor. Blink.
How about Rob? Let's call him
Rob.
Call him Rob.
The Dancing Destroyer.
The Dancing Destroyer.
The
That's
King
a new
of
one.
Sting. The Count of Monte Fisto. The one, the only Apollo Creed. And tell him you heard about the shop on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. He's going to hand you a spanking new sucker, a new lollipop for you.
I was like, can we define sucker,
yeah,
please?
Yeah.
Because
sucker would be the person. No, a lollipop. He'll give you a lollipop and, you know, he'll give you a personal tour of the store. You know, he'll show you where everything is, what everything is. And, personal escorted tour and a lollipop.
Lovely.
Yep.
Let's move into some comic booky related stuff.
You used the word right before we came on the air, and it didn't make me feel good.
What word did I use?
Dago.
I just said no such thing.
Yes, you did.
No. I said guinea wop, but I don't think I said
oh,
Dago.
I must have misheard you. Okay, so let's move on.
He did not say that word, by the way. he truly did not.
Talking about retconning Avatar.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said Dago.
Bah.
Anyway, Saga.
That did not go where I wanted
Sana?
It to go.
No, that joke died on the vine.
Did we have any product that we wanted to talk
We're going
to
get to product okay. right after we talk about Saga.
Let's talk about Saga. All
right.
So I'm up to date finally.
I have a confession to make.
You have three trades you need to read.
I have a confession to make. I am not caught up on Saga. I did not finish volume 3 yet. So I want to just say I'm apologizing right now. I'm sure I'll take some razzing for it in this room. I did not finish.
I like how you came up with a plan to get out of us making fun of you. You're like, if I just come clean,
look, I'm just saying, real solemn. I read it in trades. I didn't finish the third trade yet. I've had some stuff going on.
I understand.
You know, like, I just didn't finish the third trade. I just want to put that out there.
No problem.
I read the most recent issue.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him flack.
No, I'm not going to give him flack.
I read the most recent issue.
I'm reading the trades. Bring it on. Bitches.
I'm excited that it's back.
I'm excited that you read any of it.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I am excited that it's back.
Yeah,
monthly is hard for me.
It is.
It is really hard. In an age of in an age of binging and Netflix and weekly everything, even weekly can be hard. Fucking monthly is impossible.
And on top of monthly, you have
the 6 month
hiatuses.
Yeah, that's just
mixed in, and it makes it very difficult.
Every 6 issues,
and it's such a good fucking read.
Yes,
it's
fun.
The characters are really great.
Uh-huh.
And Brian Vaughn has done an amazing job again creating that universe.
Yep. Yeah.
And with the artist, is it
Fiona Staples?
Her art is beautiful.
Yep.
And I've decided that this needs to be done for television, but I don't want to see live action. I want to see a really good
animated
show. I think her art style would translate really well to animated.
No,
I don't think people would take it seriously. Animated.
Yeah, I don't think
unless it's the first HBO animated in fucking 10 years.
Yeah, but
Spawn.
Yeah, but why couldn't it be?
You're right.
Why couldn't it be?
That would be cool. It would keep it pretty faithful to the book too.
I don't know.
Because I feel like doing Saga right live action is a huge budget.
That's my concern.
It's a huge fucking budget.
They just CG everything.
Yeah, but
right. But to make it look good, like I think we're finally at the point where full CG looks really good. Like looking at Guardians of the Galaxy and looking at Rocket Raccoon, I'm like, that is a believable alien raccoon that talks. Like I believe that is really, really good now. But that's Guardians of the Galaxy. That's $250 million for 2 hours.
Right.
We're trying to make a TV show in this universe. You can't. Like,
my concern is that I think with an animated take, you could preserve a lot of the characterization that Fiona Staples has put into it.
I agree.
As opposed to if you went CGI, I think you would lose a lot of that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
So I'm just saying, I think it's awesome. I would love to see it play out.
Well,
it screams
HBO series.
You know, actually, I'd even a really well done motion comic with some good voice work behind it. I don't hate motion comics, by the way. I'm in the minority. I understand. They're okay. They serve their purpose. I just think the world is really rich, and the characters are fucking great.
Yeah, I just totally. What I feel like about Saga is, and a lot of people, I think, compared it to like an NC-17 rated Star Wars. That's kind of like it's like a dark noirish,
yeah,
yet upbeat and fun badass version. I don't really know the best way.
It's clearly more fantasy than it is sci-fi.
Yes, but I think that the universe itself, I just feel like that's not really created. I think it's being made up for the characters as things happen, as opposed to the reverse. So they introduce really cool things, right? Like the, what is her name? The bounty hunter that's a spider.
The stalker?
Great
design.
Fucking coolest thing ever. And did you see, read it.
Sorry.
Stalk, the stalk. Not stalker.
The stalk. So if you read it, so if you read it in the issues, or if you have the issues, not the trades, and you read the letter section, because when to be continued, I think it's called.
Yeah.
When I finally finish the comic, I just read them anyway because I just want more. comic.
Sure.
They have like a costume competition and someone dressed up as it, like the costumes people make for it. The cult following is amazing.
New York Comic Con?
At New York Comic Con, there was the robot.
The Prince for a robot.
Yes, yes. Right? But at the time, I didn't know what that was.
But he had the screen and it changed.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Great.
It was awesome. It was really cool. But you can tell that they created these characters and the general principle of the moons at war, whatever.
Right.
But I feel like then they visit a planet and they make up another planet. So if you were to make a TV show based on this,
right.
I think we need to wait way longer into the comic for enough material to exist.
Like The Walking Dead.
To set the stage. Does that make sense?
I
like Walking Dead.
Like I feel like Brian Vaughn would have to sit down and write out like what is the story they want to tell.
So I agree to a certain extent, except that having read other works by Brian K. Vaughn, I have no doubt in my mind that he has most of this story planned out. And what I like about Brian K. Vaughan is that his stories are finite.
Yes.
Right? They are not on there. This is not, now it might take 6 years to tell the story,
right?
Because Why the Last Man was 9 trades over God knows how many years. And Ex Machina was like 6 or 7 trades over. But
they're re-releasing Why, by the way.
And I saw that. I think they're re-releasing Ex Machina now too. They? Yeah. So I have no doubt in my mind that he has at least a very
well thought out
outline for this.
Absolutely.
Because he is not a writer on Lost where he's making shit up as he goes along. I think he knows exactly where he wants this to end.
I agree.
And has a lot of them. Now, obviously, there are things done on the fly and certain changes will be made blah, blah, blah.
I
agree that the book needs to be developed more.
Yeah. I agree. What I'm saying is I agree that he knows where the story is going.
Right.
But I think he's, at least this book specifically, is written based around the characters and their story.
Sure.
So if it's like, hey, we got to do set design for this planet, where they go, I don't think they know until Fiona Staples starts drawing it and he says, cut to planet that looks kind of like this. Fiona, do whatever you want. Like, I feel like if you read the script, yes, he has very vivid ideas in some places, but other places it's, let's introduce another planet. It's not like a, hey, here's 100,000 years of history, like Star Wars. You know what I mean? So I feel like if you start making a TV show, especially something live, I don't know if you could develop things in advance. It feels like, you know.
I think that you need to start planning now.
Yeah.
Your New York Comic Con 2014 cosplay
saga.
I want to see you go as a representative from the Moon of Wreath. I want to see you with the horns. I want to see the full.
That would be funny. The full too, tie in.
I don't know. I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about specifically with the book? I mean, clearly it is shocking. The first panel of the most latest issue.
Yeah.
I mean. Robot? Can I say robot vagina and be okay with that?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think our standards and practices is going to.
And not only was a robot
standards.
Vagina, but it's essentially a television screen coming out of a robot vagina.
Yep.
It's quite disturbing.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
But there's something magical
about it. But in a good way.
It. Yeah.
But you know what? Though?
It's almost like the miracle of childbirth.
His use of the screens on that character are really well done. I mean, it's gotten him in trouble before, right? He had that one issue that was pulled from the iTunes store for explicit content. Yeah, there's one issue. It was
There's porn on it or whatever.
Yeah, it's gay porn. I mean, I think it's like a guy sucking another guy off, like on the screen and clear. And it's like he got a little bit of
He didn't
fuck you. I don't care. Yeah, this is my story, and I'm telling it.
Yeah.
And that character is clearly a bit
weird.
Weird.
He's a weird character.
So,
yeah, a little.
Well, look, I don't want to Jonah Hill and get in trouble. I don't want to have to make an apology on Fallon, so I'm not going to use any of the derogatory terms that we might use for those people. But you know,
wow. Did you just admit you were kind of homophobic and then sidestep?
No.
There's one thing OG is not. It's definitely not homophobic.
No, my God.
Racist, but not homophobic.
Just a joke. Just a joke. That's all.
I'm not even racist, but not homophobic. I'm not even racist. You know, one of our listeners today made a Black Panther joke, and I responded to him, and he happens to be a Black listener, and I responded to him that I had an incredibly racist response, and I was keeping it to myself in an effort to better myself.
That means you're a racist. Do you understand? No. You just made my point.
No. Listen. Comedy, sir. I'm not actually a racist.
Oh, God.
Not actually. Listen, I have at least one or two black friends. I think my electrician might be black.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why did we do this? Why did we go down this road?
The woman that cleaned your house black, too?
We know. No. I would never have them clean my house.
Come on.
You set him up. You literally set him up for that joke. It's terrible.
I leave a lot of loose change around. Maybe I need that change.
You don't know who's listening to this program. Listen, you could be offending.
I'm clearly
10,000 people.
I'm clearly saying all of this. We have nowhere near 10,000. Maybe 11,000. All of this is in jest. I'm not a racist person. I'm not a homophobe. You know about the Jonah Hill thing, right? I'm not just talking.
Yeah, I actually watched it this morning. Yeah.
He,
no, I don't.
Over the weekend, he was being harassed by a member of the paparazzi, and he said, "Why don't you suck my dick, you faggot?" And then he went on every media outlet possible and had to apologize. That fake media apology that they had to give Fallon and Howard Stern and a bunch of other shows.
Wait. He went on Howard. He went on Howard Stern
to
apologize about being inappropriate.
Yes.
Does that make sense to anyone?
Not at all.
Okay.
But I'm the king of all apologies.
I'm gonna apologize from a Klan meeting. Like,
but
that's
people going
much
on Howard Stern makes no sense either anymore.
That's also a good point.
But anyway, let's move past Saga, I think, at this point. Are we done with Saga?
You sure you don't wanna you wanna grow me a little on Saga?
No, I've already said that I'm not gonna make fun of you.
OG, I appreciate you. But he is dying to rip me to shreds.
No,
about
I'm not.
Whether I read Saga,
not at all. You came clean in the beginning, and I think that should be rewarded.
I just didn't finish the third one. I just thought maybe you'd want to quiz
when
me.
You do catch up. Uh-huh. I think we should talk a little bit more about the actual ongoing story of the book.
I do wish
it's awesome. Please pick up all the trades, read it. If you are someone not like me, of course, that bootlegs everything,
right?
Then at least
not like you, like OG.
I would recommend. Legitimately, maybe you bootleg all the trades. Not saying to do that. I would recommend buying them, but at least buy the individual issues when you catch it.
I support it.
It's a creator owned comic.
I get the individual issues, and I hope that at some point they will do like an absolute edition or something, like a definitive edition, and I will buy it.
It's Image, right?
It is Image.
Yeah. So you probably get the oversized, and I would totally get that book.
I do wish though that maybe we had a Truth Cat in studio that could verify whether or not you've actually read the first two trades.
Truth Cat would say. Ma'am.
All right. Here you go. A little bit of proof.
Oh, God.
A little bit of proof.
A little bit of proof. What? You mean Lion Cat?
Lion Cat. Is it Lion Cat or Truth Cat?
No,
is it Lion Cat?
Lion
Cat. Oh, I thought it was Truth Cat.
And he says lying when you're lying.
Yeah.
And he says, ma'am. Yeah. When you're not.
Anyway, let's move forward. We don't have actual product in studio. Oh, no, actually, that's not true. We do have product in studio that we're going to tease and then get to three other things. So let's do the teaser first.
All righty.
We're going to be talking about this next week in detail. But this is Scrapyard Empire.
Oh, is this this is...
This is a new CCG that's coming out via Kickstarter.
That's collectible card game, yes?
That is collectible card game.
Can we break this up?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. This is coming out via Kickstarter next week. It is a steampunk-themed CCG.
Okay, I see that.
I have
petrol.
I know that you guys have looked over the rules a bit and looked through some of the cards a bit before.
Yeah, we have.
And I have playtested the solitaire version of the game.
Uh-huh.
But all of us have not playtested the full version of the game, which we're going to do between now and next week, so we can report on a little bit better. But the solitaire version of the game, first of all, there's a solitaire version of the game,
which is awesome.
I think is awesome, because if you want to play the game, and you can't meet weekly with your friends because you have shitty schedules, you can't play the solitaire version and actually really enjoy it. Artwork is really solid.
Yeah.
So this Kickstarter will be launching, I believe, on June 9th. We will post the link on our website, our Facebook page, and we will talk about it a bit more next week. But in the interim, check out Galliant Games. That's the company that's putting this out. It's galliantgames.com. And Scrapyard Empire, you could read up a bit about it. They have some information on it. The game is really cool. The concept behind the game is you have to build inventions, so you get parts, and then from the parts you have to build components of the invention, and then from there you have to build the inventions. That's the concept of the game.
Got it. Gotcha.
And there's a graveyard, and there's discarding and drawing. I mean, it's got a lot of basic elements of a CCG, but very cool game. We'll be talking about it a little bit more next.
And what do you tap for mana?
No mana, silly goose. All right.
I thought, you know what I thought it was? And I was about to fly over this table at you. What's that
Rivet Wars.
Yeah, that one.
Which the second version of that is coming soon, I think.
George, from October Toys, he sent me a picture of that little...
Yeah, the dude.
The little rocket dude. And I was like, come on, George, get me one of those.
Oh, Rocket Dude, by the way. Did you see that the that Rocketeer figure came out? The Funko Retro Action figure came out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's out,
yeah.
Like, last week.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
But since you brought up George, and since we are going to be talking about Kickstarter.
Yes.
What I'm calling a very exciting Kickstarter, which has launched already, and I didn't know about it until it was launching. I'm a bit surprised.
I knew about it at Toy Fair.
The Skeleton Warriors one?
I did.
I did not know. Who told you about it at Toy Fair?
Possibly the people behind it.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be George
and
Aileen, yes. And the people from Glios, right, are involved as well, right. I believe.
Some of those people may have told me about this, and I thought I shared this with
you. No, I don't think you did.
Wow, I feel bad. Like,
shame on you.
It is shame on you.
Shame on you.
It is.
This is the Skeleton Warriors, for those of you who remember from, is it the 90s? The early 90s?
It's really early
90s. This is like Pirates of Dark Water time, isn't it? Like,
easy, son. That was a great series.
So was Skeleton Warriors. It was really cool. Come on. So this is
I like them.
This is a Kickstarter campaign. These figures will be Glios compatible.
That right there makes it cool.
Of course, absolutely, because that means it works with
everything.
Everything the horsemen do, all the Glios stuff. Fantastic. The first piece is Baron Dark. And then there's a skeleton. There's a glow-in-the-dark skeleton, a traveler skeleton. I mean, the rewards are pretty awesome. But
pretty banging. Yeah, I read through the Kickstarter, and I was really impressed by the level rewards.
These are 3¾ scale PVC action figures. Baron Dark is 5 inches tall, which is huge for 3¾.
Yep.
Right? They have 26 points of articulation, which, again, for Glios makes sense because everything is removable.
Correct.
Like, every joint is removable.
Yeah.
And interchangeable. So you definitely want to check this out. I will post this. Baron Dark comes with a total of 21 removable pieces, including the cape, the loincloth. The arm guards, the sword. Again, he has 26 points of articulation. Collector's window box packaging.
Resealable packaging.
Was it resealable?
That's got to be. If it says collectors,
I saw the packaging.
Collectors window box packaging.
It's got to be resealable, right? Like the Outer Spacemen.
Yeah, like that. That's what I would assume.
The skeleton is 17 modular pieces. Again, 26 points of articulation, and he is available in bone and glow in the dark. And then there is another one, a traveler skeleton, which is 13 interchangeable parts, 12 points of articulation. He comes with a new accessory, which is an axe accessory. And then there's all sorts of stretch goals. Did you see there's like six
four or five
different figures that'll be unlocked?
Like I said,
hit certain stretch
goals. Yeah, I was really impressed by that.
So definitely want to check out the Skeleton Warriors Kickstarter. It is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of these older kind of series that are coming back. Which is really great. But my question remains the same. Why has no one picked up
Sektars? It seems like it's ripe for the picking.
I know.
Maybe if Skeleton Warriors does well,
someone will pick it up.
Sektars will be next.
I'm telling you, man. Sektars was cool. And get those in Glios and 3¾ would be awesome.
Yeah.
They were 6-inch figures back when.
Another Kickstarter, which I don't have the link for right now, but have you seen the one that Benny is promoting and involved in? The four Ponies of the Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
It's that My Little Pony / Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse mashup figure.
Right.
The first figure is really cool. I'll post the link to that as well. You should definitely check that out.
And we just want to mention really quick, too, Boss Fight Studios.
The Vitruvian Hacks.
Yeah, Vitruvian Hacks. Boss Fight Studios, much in the way that the Four Horsemen, which maybe we've never talked about this, but I think we have.
Oh, we have.
The Four Horsemen were kind of guys who left McFarlane.
They defected.
Yeah, to form their own studio and so on and so forth. And look at the work that has been produced since. I think these guys, if I'm not mistaken, were working for Hasbro at least.
Well, considering the brands that they've worked on in the past,
yes,
include G.I. Joe, Marvel,
Star Wars,
and many more,
yeah,
I would say it's a good chance they worked for Hasbro.
Right. Yeah. So I think a lot or all of them defected from Hasbro. I've met them now.
I feel like I know these guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at the photo, and I think we've met them
before. That guy on the left, we've definitely met that guy.
Him?
That guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah.
I've spoken with them. They've been at the New Jersey Collectors Con the last two cons with a table, and I've stopped by and I've talked to them and so on and so forth. Really am dying to get them on the show, especially to talk about this project. The Vitruvian Hacks is, it's kind of their first 3 3/4 fully posable, lots of points of articulation,
like
figures.
Fully posable.
Yeah.
Like think
G.I. Joe's.
Think 67 points of articulation Spider-Man. Like, I don't know that it's 67, but
right.
I mean, like those super posable Spider-Man figures.
It's a lot like the G.I. Joe's are now.
Okay.
Which is even more points of articulation than the Star Wars pieces somehow. And you can go, OG will post a link. You can go and see what they're doing with these. This is the first out of the gate project that they're doing. They have a Kickstarter also. You should definitely check out all the stretch goals
Spartans
and so on.
Spartans versus the Gorgons.
Spartans versus the Gorgons is the theme. I think they all look great, Gorgons and everything. I want an army of goddamn Spartans.
Yeah, they look pretty cool.
I mean, I'm cool. I think the Gorgons look awesome. I just want an army of Spartans. I don't know. 3 3/4 Spartan army in my collection. I just want to have that.
I will say that the Spartans look awesome. The first Gorgon figure that they have looks really cool. But what I saw these
in prototype at New Jersey.
Is the Medusa with the snake tail and the snake with the snake tail? Are those like stretch goals?
I don't know.
Because they don't show that version of
They do
Medusa.
Somewhere. I think they do somewhere on that page.
Okay.
I think they do.
Because it looks, those look really great. The snake the snake themed figures look really, really good.
Definitely.
And that print is fucking badass too.
You should definitely, I knew it was there. You should definitely check out the link that OG is going to put up. I'm telling you, seeing the pictures of these alone may be enough to push you over the edge to get involved in this Kickstarter. So
I got to say, for customizers,
unbelievable.
Holy shit.
Unbelievable.
Because it looks like the Spartans, all the armor is fully removable.
Yep.
So what you'll have underneath is just a hyper-articulated
3 3/4 figure. Yeah. I mean, for customizers, it is a dream. These figures are a
dream come true. Yeah, wow.
You should definitely check that out. So a lot of Kickstarters to check out this week. Oh, we're going to mention
one more, yeah.
Do you want to mention it or you just want to hold it?
We can hold it for next week because haven't watched the video on that
this
one
This is
yet,
just... So. These are the toy ones and games, and then next week we have one that isn't one of those things.
Right.
Definitely check it out. The Skeleton Warriors, Vitruvian Hacks. OG will put links up on the website. You can check them out there. And also the game, what was it called again?
It's Scrapyard Empire.
Why do I keep forgetting?
Until the Kickstarter launches, you're going to want to check out Galliant Games are on Facebook and galliantgames.com. And like I said, the Kickstarter for that hasn't actually launched yet.
Oh,
okay. It launches on Monday.
Well, you'll get links for that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, there it is.
Scapegoat, comment?
Yeah, cool stuff. Cool stuff.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
He's lulled into a sense of happiness by the wrap-up music. That's what it is. He feels good about the fact
that we're
coming to the end of the show.
I understand.
Because he was sad scapegoat when he got here today.
Yep. Scapegoat, you can turn that frown upside down.
That's right. Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
No,
where we have most of our episodes.
Because I read Saga.
Is that what
you really thought I didn't read it?
Now you're trying to instigate?
No, I'm not.
I'm just enjoying it. You're getting to the point now where you're like almost overcompensating.
Overselling it?
Maybe you read like 2 or 3 pages with enough info to try to convince us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
You want to quiz me?
I don't, but I'm just putting it out there. You can check us out online at Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, or you can give us a call over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And, of course, you can leave us a voicemail. You may hear yourself in a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Thank you to Scanner51 for correcting us.
And, questions,
thank
comments.
Thank you to Stone Age Hero for his scapegoat sketch.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's get a really awesome version of that sketch going so that we can use that on our website.
And
on the GVM line, questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear us talk about, you know, anything like that at all. We're ready, willing, and able to... believe you as the Ghostbusters would say.
And something we haven't plugged in a while, but you guys are still using it and we appreciate it. The Amazon affiliate link. Remember, if you're shopping on Amazon, anytime you buy anything on Amazon, be sure to go to the link from our page. The easy thing to do is maybe just go to the page, our page, click the link, and then bookmark it to your favorites or whatever so that you can use it each time.
Is this June now?
And it is June.
Because we got to start plugging the Begathon.
Is that happening?
Begathon is in August.
And I do want to say too, coming up, and hopefully we'll get over there, is New York Comic Con Special Edition coming up on June 14th and 15th. So if you have tickets, hopefully we'll see you there. If you don't have tickets, I'm not sure if they're available, but I think they might be sold out.
I think I heard that they were sold out.
If you do go, have a great time. We'll talk about it again next week and definitely probably follow up.
Awesome.
And I should say that the San Diego Comic-Con news is starting to roll in already as far as exclusive goes, so we'll start talking about those probably in another week or two as well.
Good times.
And I think that might be it.
Okay. And OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying good night and B. Davis, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch.